Governor Sean Parnell's oil tax overhaul is poised for debate tomorrow on the Senate floor. For weeks, committees have been reviewing the bill and making changes. This is the first time it will appear before the full Senate. The governor has made it a priority to overhaul the tax structure by getting rid of a measure that raises the state's share when the price per barrel is high, known as progressivity. Critics say the legislation could cost the state billions, but Parnell says it's necessary to get more oil flowing through the pipeline. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez is with us to discuss the bill. Hi, Alexandra.
Hi, Lori.
Alexandra, how big a deal is it that this bill is going to be debated by the full Senate?
Well, the debate is actually happening later than expected. The plan had been to get the bill to the House with 30 days for consideration, and the Senate's already gone past that deadline. The bill had even been put on Friday's calendar last week before getting pulled, and there's been speculation around the Capitol that majority leadership has been making sure they have the 11 votes needed to pass the bill. Initially, people had hoped to see the bill today, but it wasn't scheduled. But despite that, we still heard some early debate over the bill. Senator Hollis French gave a floor speech, and he has been one of the critics of the governor's plan.
I would suggest or ask, you know, why haven't we had more hearings on these facts? Why haven't we drilled down into these numbers? Are we acting like an owner state? Or are we just negotiating against ourselves? Negotiating against ourselves, hoping the industry will give us some sign of approval on this oil tax bill we're considering.
And in response, Senator Anna Faircloth, a Republican from Eagle River, had this to say.
Unfortunately, the investment in Alaska hasn't been so successful. Those barrels continue to languish in the ground, and Alaska and future generations are at risk for losing those barrels without that investment.
Alexander, who are the key votes on the bill?
Right now, most people are looking to Senator Clint Bishop from Fairbanks, a Republican, to see what he wants out of this bill. He has seen this bill through on three separate committees, and when it came out of the Finance Committee last week, he was one of three people suggesting that it should be amended. The bill will be heard in Rules Committee for amendments from the majority, and it'll be interesting to see what he wants. In addition to Senator Bishop, we might also see potential for amendments from Senator Mike Dunleavy of Wasilla. He was another person out of finance who suggested that the bill could be amended. When I spoke with his office today, however, they said all they wanted to see was a good bill, and they wouldn't name any specifics for what they wanted to see. Two people who probably won't be voting for the bill who are in the Senate majority are Senator Burt Stedman and Senator Gary Stevens. They have been critics of the bill previously, and they had a major role to play when oil taxes were being considered last session, but they've been kind of sidelined this go-round. I spoke with both of them today to see what they would like to see out of this bill, and while they said that the governor's bill essentially was giving too much to oil companies, especially when it came to new production on old fields, they didn't say that they had any specific amendments. And when asked whether they would vote with the minority on any amendments they could potentially offer, neither said that they would, and neither said that they wouldn't. If either of those Republicans did vote with the minority on amendments, it could make things awkward for other members of their caucus.
Alexandra, if the bill does pass, what happens next?
Well, it goes to the House, and they wanted 30 days to review the bill. Right now, as I mentioned earlier, they are not getting it. Previously, the chair of the Resources Committee had said he wanted to see something close to the governor's original bill. There have been some significant changes to that. So they're going to have to kind of work with the Senate bill and figure out, is that close enough to what they wanted or not? And if it takes them some time to do that, then there's a chance that the legislature could be pushed into a special session as it has been in previous years.
All right, Alexandra, thanks so much for that update.
You're welcome, Lori.
APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez reporting from Juneau.